Nolte, Disney Plus Queering 4-Year-Olds During Pride Month. By John Nolte on June 3, 2024. The Disney Grooming Syndicate is not playing around when it comes to sexualizing and queering children, including small children. When our editor-in-chief and best-selling New York Times author Alex Marlowe related his weekend experience to me, I wasn't at all surprised. Evil's gonna evil. Then I asked him to tell our readers how a disgusting multinational corporation has made it seemingly impossible for parents to protect their children from content no child should be exposed to, emphasis added. I'll do my best to resist sharing my opinion here, as tempting as it is to rage at the woke mouse. I'm not sure if you've heard, but it's Pride Month, so over the weekend, I logged into a family member's Disney Plus account to see what type of gay and trans content the Walt Disney Company is suggesting children consume. Immediately, the rotating banner at the top of the home screen featured a massive Pride logo, obviously including the trans colors in addition to the traditional rainbow. I clicked on the search page from the menu. The first tile, the one in the top left corner of the screen, defaulted to, what else? Disney's Pride Collection. I thought that his was a bit aggressive for a brand best known for its content for children. So I created a new account, entering the birth date of a 4-year-old to see if that would generate less sexualized material. It didn't. If the hypothetical 4-year-old selects the Pride tile, all manner of adult-oriented content is promoted, including drag-themed shows. One thing that caught my eye is that the controversial Lightyear movie, which flopped, was listed in the LGBTQ+ love stories section. Marvel's Eternals, which also failed, is featured all over the page. I then set up parental controls, not a quick process, to top out at a G rating, and while that did remove a lot of the shows intended for mature audiences, the Pride page still suggests a number of cartoons aimed at children that have GLAAD awards and nominations. So, you tell Disney Plus a 4-year-old is watching, and Disney pushes gay content on them, including drag-themed shows. Question: what kind of man dresses up as a hypersexualized woman and then wants to expose himself to small children? Answer: a degenerate who has no business around kids. Question: what kind of corporation aids and abets a man like that in his perverted desire to expose himself to small children? Answer: a demonic corporation openly grooming and queering your kids. I'm sorry, but there is nothing okay with exposing little kids to any kind of homosexual content. Doing so only serves to destroy a child's innocence by opening up a world of adult sexuality before the child is prepared to process it and before the parent is prepared to explain it. You can cry baby about how if it's okay to show a man and woman kissing, it should be okay to show two men kissing, but everyone knows it's different. Of course, it's different. Of course, it is. Teaching tolerance for others who are different is a good thing this country has been doing for 100 years, which is why America is the most tolerant country in the history of the world. And the last 100 years prove you need not destroy an innocent child's very innocence to accomplish that. There is nothing wrong with gay TV shows and movies. There is not even anything wrong with gay TV shows and movies aimed at kids with gay parents. We live in a great big, beautifully diverse melting pot of humanity filled with all kinds of different people. Everyone should have entertainment available to them. But that is not what Disney Plus is doing. As you can see, Disney is pushing this propaganda on your kids, all kids, including 4-year-olds. Disney is promoting a sexual lifestyle with sparkly rainbows. This is pure evil, and I would say the same if Disney wanted your kids to celebrate heterosexual stripper month. We just want to get married. Remember that bullshit? Some of us tried to warn you about the slippery slope. Some of us explained that once the camel nose was allowed into the tent, what came next would overwhelm and trample everything. Well, now, through the very same tolerance lie, men are stealing sporting accomplishments from women. And the open recruiting of little children has begun. Decent parents do not leave their children alone with Disney. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.